Usman, nice for you to be back involved in all of the action after your recent ankle operation, but it's turned out to be a tough start in the T20 so far.
It's always nice, obviously, to be back out there after being injured for the first half of the season. Just happy to be out there at the moment. But yeah, it has been a tough start to the campaign, but obviously we're a young team and we're still learning, so just got to try and keep going, really.
Paul Coughlan has had a tough baptism as a captain, hasn't he? Three straight defeats at home, thrown in at the deep end, really.
Yeah, obviously it's always going to be hard for Coggers to come in and take a side that's done all right in the last couple of years, but you know, I think he's doing a hell of a job. Just got to keep going and sticking by him, I think.
You mentioned it's a young team. Leicestershire had a number of imports in their side with test experience and international experience. They raced along to 82 for one in 9 overs, and then Paul Collingwood coming into the attack and Ryan Pringle at the other end with a bit of help from Adam Hickey. Suddenly you put the brakes on them, and normally you'd fancy Durham to be able to chase 145.
Yeah, obviously the spin come on and change the game. We couldn't really get them on in the power play because it was going all over, but the lads have done a tremendous job in the power play because it is hard. I've done it before myself, and I know what they're feeling. But once the spin come on, they did an amazing job, and Collie just does what he does, really. And obviously 140, we thought, yeah, we're in the game, but I think the pitch just slowed down a bit. We struggled a bit, and we lost a couple of early wickets, and it gets quite difficult when you lose a couple early.
Yeah, I mean, you got off to a terrible start wicket first ball. I think you were 3 down inside the first 2 or 3 overs. You were pushed up the order. That was nice to see because you look like you generally enjoy playing your shots in T20 matches.
Yeah, it was kind of not even a gamble, really. Well, we struggled in the power play, so I spoke to John Lewis and he said, look, why not? We need a couple of boundaries in the power play. So it didn't work out today in the power play, but I think I've got to take a bit of confidence from there and hopefully push on to next game.
And Paul Coughlan got the highest score as well. I think 42 in the end, not out for him. A little bit of a bonus on it on a bad night from a Durham perspective, from his point of view.
Yeah, obviously, getting your best score is always a bonus. But you know, he's a good player, and let's hope he just keeps going, really.
How do you lift your spirits after this? Because there's a lot of people on Twitter saying, well, this tournament's a write-off already with a 4-point deduction from the ECB. You are a young squad. I mean, you're looking around the team and there are one or two senior players like Chris Rushworth and, you know, Paul Collingwood. But the rest of you haven't really got that many 2020 appearances between you, have you?
Yeah, a lot of people are saying it's a write-off. But, you know, still, you never know. If you get on a bit of a roll, you can win 5 or 6 games. You can still be back up there because it's that sort of tournament. I've lost, is that 4 now, but just got to keep going and stuff like this. And more times than not, you just got to build confidence.
And from your point of view, where are you fitness-wise now? Because you had that ankle operation before the season began. You had that boot on for quite a while, didn't you? How are you going now?
Yeah, obviously, it was a bit of a kick in the teeth, getting injured so early to the season. It can be dark sometimes, obviously, being injured, but obviously the lads have helped us get through, and at the moment I feel fit and strong. I just want to try and stay fit and strong till the end of the season and hopefully play a lot more games for Durham and keep contributing.
When you say dark, you feel like you're in a lonely place at times, do you?
Yeah, it can be like that. Obviously, everyone wants to play, and you've worked all winter to try and be back playing in March, April time, and obviously if you're injured and you're out for 12 weeks, you just got to put them to the side and just hope for the better days.
You've got to pick yourselves up. You've got your first away game coming up at Old Trafford on Sunday afternoon. It's a difficult place to go, but Durham have won in the last 2 visits there. If we're trying to clutch at some straws of positivity, there's that to take into it. But you've already seen what Lancashire are like this season.
Yeah, they're obviously a good side. They've got a lot of good players. We've done well there in the past, and let's hope that continues, really. We've got to take confidence, really, from what we've done in the last couple of years. So just fingers crossed we can get a win on the board.
Do you feel it's just a case of one of the top order getting hold of the ball and getting some runs on the board and giving you just that one decent start that can propel this on?
I guess so. I guess obviously everything starts on the top, really. Clarkie is one of those players that will come through because he's a strong player, he's had a good season. Adam just needs a bit of backing, really, and I've seen him play in the second team, and he's a very, very good player, and it will work for us. I can promise you that, because they're very, very good players. Just fingers crossed it works for us on Sunday.